Amen. Lord's a helper.
I appreciate the Lord today. I appreciate the opportunity to be in the house of God.
Yes.
I'm thankful that it was more than just something that I felt like I needed to do, but it's something I had a desire to do.
Yes.
And that's because of the Lord Jesus Christ. And He'll make a difference in my life.
Right.
Thank God He does make a difference. As I was considering the scripture this morning and thought about the rich young ruler, how that he came to Jesus, and as he had that conversation with the Lord, the Bible tells us he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. He valued, friend, the things of this life more than the things of God. There are many that do that. And so had this, when this happened here, Jesus spoke to his disciples, telling them that it would be easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God.
Right.
And when he said that, they were amazed in themselves.
Yeah.
And they said, who then can be saved? What a question they would ask.
Yeah.
But I'm glad if you've got questions, friend, God has answers.
Right.
I'm thankful for that. And the answers are found in the Word of God.
Yes,
Jesus said, with men this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible. I'm glad for that today, friend. I'm glad with Him, all things are possible. And many times, friend, we assess situations and we determine whether we feel like God can or God can't. But the Bible tells us, friend, with Him, all things are possible. He has the power, He has the ability, friend, to cause it to happen. Brother Hyde, there's possible. Probably few that thought Zacchaeus would be saved, but praise God, it was possible.
Yes.
I'm glad that God called him down. God changed his life, and God changed the man.
Yes.
They have probably said that about the man of Gadara, but God, thank God, was able, and it was possible, friend, because of the Lord Jesus Christ. I appreciate the Lord for that. Brother Lord, if you knew Saul of Tarsus before he got saved, you would have said, it's impossible. Brother John, he was breathing out threatenings and slaughter. But God got a hold of him, Brother Danny.
Amen.
He changed his life.
Amen.
On the cross of Calvary, friend, there was a thief hanging there. You probably would have said it's impossible. But when he said, Lord, remember me, God put me in the family of God. See, preacher, with God, all things are possible. It's not what we see, but it's who we know that makes the difference. You may say, friend, it just looks like it ain't never going to happen. But I tell you, I promise you, with Him, all things are possible. But what amazes me the most of all, thank God, is that He saved my soul.
Amen.
Friend, if you'd have knew me before I got saved, you might have said, that looks like it's an impossible situation there. I just don't think you'll ever get in. And I promise you, Brother Robert, I was trying to figure a way to get out of the house of God, get out from underneath all of that. I did not want that, but I'm glad He wanted me.
Yes.
I'm glad He touched my heart. And the Sunday morning I came and got born again. I did not come to get saved, but He was there to save me.
Right.
I'm glad, friend, that with God, all things are possible. So whatever it is this morning you have in your life that you may say, I just don't think it's possible. I promise you with Him.